It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's the middle of the week. I love open-ended conversations. Go where you want to go. And we thought that we would welcome each and every one of you fine listeners, 95.7 The Game, to almost play a Warriors version of what we do on the Friday crossover every week, which is called What's Bugging You? Okay? And just put out to you that question. What is bothering you about the Warriors right now? 888-957-9570. What is bothering you about the Warriors? And therefore, it's kind of like what you just said. This allows each and every one of you to go wherever the hell you want. Mm. I will say this. I'll say a few things. We all will. We've got 4 hours. But I will say this. Pound for pound, that was the most disappointing night of the year for the Golden State Warriors. I'm not going to say their worst game, their worst performance. They've had plenty of them. But for the entertainment dollar that we use, knowing that that was Jimmy Butler's return and everything that went into it, the time and space in the schedule as you get down to 10 games left, that was the most disappointing night on the entire Warrior schedule so far, for me, bar none. So coming off of that, we ask you, what is bothering you about the Golden State Warriors? And Dibs, here is my answer. They are getting very, very good at excuse making. Now, part of that is just the way that you handle public personas. It's how you handle microphones. You don't use brutal honesty in front of microphones. You don't come out after games and go, well, our very best player's not here, and we kind of suck offensively without him. So, shrug shoulders, oh well. You don't do that because it sells people down the river, even though I think that that is a huge part of what's going on. But what's really bothering me about this team is the constant flow of, we weren't ready to play, we're getting the other team's best shot, somebody on the other team always goes off, Quentin Grimes went off, Aaron Gordon went off, took an epic performance. And so, you know, what are you going to do? That happens sometimes in the pros. It's a steady flow of these things that are all built to mask the deficiencies that the Warriors clearly have, especially when their best player is not on the floor.
So what's bugging you is the excuses.
Yep.
It's just the constant, not maybe not constant, but the stream of excuses. And I'm glad you pointed that out, because I can't help but think in my mind the juxtaposition of the Draymond Green sound when he was on TNT at the All-Star break, and he got, you know, he said it with his chest. He stood on it. He stood on business and said, we're going to win the championship. And at the same time, last night, his comment, and I'm paraphrasing, I don't have the soundboard in front of me, but it was basically, you know, everybody gets up for us. When we come to town, it's their championship game. So you can't, in my opinion, have it both ways. You can't be a championship team and also say, well, other teams get up for us because, you know, we're a 10-time or a 10-year dynasty, and so that makes it really hard for us. That, to me, was about as soft as it gets from Draymond Green.
Would you like to hear the comment you're referring to?
I would love to hear it, yes.
He wrote a song about it. Like to hear it? Here it goes.
Let's go.
We got to make sure that we are approaching every game like we're playing against the best team in the NBA, because that's who teams turn into when they play us. You know, they play out of their minds. This team, 17 or 25 for 3 or something like that. It's crazy. 18 for 25. It's crazy. But in saying that, it's the NBA. Everybody got talent. So, you know, whether they have not a team with a winning record or not, everybody's got talent and can beat you on any night. We got to make sure we figure these games out.
Well, I think I could say it a different way, is that if you don't guard people, they're going to hit shots. They're NBA players.
Exactly.
If you've ever watched an NBA player warm up, they hit most of their shots because nobody's guarding them. You know what I mean? If you watch Steph Curry warm up, you're confused why he goes into the game and ever misses. He doesn't miss in warm-ups. Sometimes. It's pretty rare. He's way above 50% from three when he's warming up. But then there's defense on the floor, and that changes the entire structure of it. And obviously the amount of leg and effort and everything that you need in order to succeed when someone's trying to stop you is completely different. But the Warriors, and I want to say this now, very, very clearly, I want to say this. It's not that the Warriors won't guard you. It's that too often they can't. And that's what I don't hear. And again, I understand why, but I'm allowed to be bugged by it. I understand why the Warriors aren't just going to go to microphones and be like, well, we're deficient in a bunch of areas, especially when we're not whole. So I guess the larger point that I would make about whatever's about to happen with Warrior basketball, do not expect it to go anywhere unless everything is perfect. Everything is going to have to be perfect. Perfect health, perfect schedule, perfect opponent. Things are going to have to fall perfectly in place if the Warriors are going to make the playoffs and then maneuver in the playoffs. If by any stretch anybody thinks that a hangnail for one of their best players that knocks him out for two games, that's it. That's the end of that playoff series, in my opinion. They are going to need to be absolutely 100% perfectly healthy, in their flow, hot shooting from the right people, role players, all of that. When that happens, they're very good. But when any Wards show up, this is just another team.
Well, you need Wardell to show up. Forget the Wards.
Of course.
If you don't have Wardell, then you're not going to be close to 100% perfect.
I feel that way about Jimmy, too. Like, we've seen them with Steph and no Jimmy. Not good enough.
Right.
If Draymond's out, not good enough.
Well, and that's the thing is, right now you look at last night's a good example. No Steph because he's still hurt. All right, Jimmy, revenge game. Jimmy, this would be the time that we would love it if you would shoot it 22 times and at least try to take over. And he was very docile. And Draymond Green, I said it before, later last week, earlier this week, he needs a night off. And, well, you know what? You had a couple of nights off in Miami, and yet you came out and he does not look like the DPOY to me. Offensively, he looks a little bit lethargic. And the rest of the guys, yeah, you need Quentin to be clicking. You need Buddy to knock down a few. You need Pods and GP2 and Kevon. You need your others to all step up and play their role. And last night was an example where nobody did. Like, Pods was pretty good. Kuminga off the bench, he was good. I wouldn't say he was great. Kuminga was... he was fine, to use your word.
Yeah,
but what bugged me the most about last night, and we're taking calls on what's bugging you, 888-957-9570, what's bugging me is the fact that you came out flat. You had a game on Saturday, and last night I got home and I watched it, and I rewatched what I missed on the drive home, and you didn't play with a lot of enthusiasm. You were a step slow.
Can I ask you something about that, though?
Yes, nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
That's part of what I'm getting at. We came out flat. It is sort of suggesting, well, we're clearly better than the other team, but we came out flat. As opposed to, no, this is what you have right now. Like, do you want to know what would have changed that game last night? I think Moody had three wide open threes in the first eight possessions. He missed them all.
Yeah.
If he hits two of them, we got a different basketball game. Completely different basketball game. And it's just hard for us to reason with because it's not like a big enough answer. But you'll see this in the NBA a lot. Role players play better at home. They just do. It's really where the home court advantage is baked. That's where it is. I know what Steph can do. He can put up 56 at Orlando and 50 at MSG, and he's one of the best players of all time. Jimmy will travel. Draymond usually travels. But does Moses Moody travel? Does Quentin Post travel? Does Brandon Pajemski travel? Are you hitting those shots on the road? That's why you can fall down by 22 in Brooklyn against a bunch of I don't know what's. But it ha- so... Like, I'm not saying you're wrong, but when I hear that we came out flat, it sort of sounds like what I've always called a Serena Williams press conference, which is every match, and she's not wrong, she's the best ever, but every match is about her. It just, did I play well or did I not play well? And it's never about what the opponent might have on that given day. Like, they've been woefully outplayed all eight quarters on this road trip so far.
Right.
Period.
And that, for me, is something that should travel. The ability to defend the three, play with enthusiasm, play with hustle and heart. And you watch that game, you fell behind early because you weren't out there getting into people. And yeah, they hit some big shots, they hit some tough shots, but there was a whole lot of open threes and a lot of situations where guys either were confused on defense or overhelping, or underguarding, whatever it was, those are the things that, I'm sorry, those travel. If you're a good, hard-nosed player, it doesn't matter if you go 0-for-9. Like Moses Moody, tough night shooting the basketball. Yep. You can still go out there and contribute and play well and play hard, and I didn't see that from them last night.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow the Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.